Is this a blade that hovers in my sight? Its handle turned inviting to my grasp. Come, let me seize you, yet I clutch at air. And still you linger, plain before my eyes. Art thou, dire vision, something I can feel as well as see? Or art thou nothing more than but a phantom of a fevered mind, born of a brain or a heated and unwell? I see you still, as solid to my gaze as this real dagger which I now unsheathe. You lead me on the path I meant to take, and such a tool was destined for my hand. My eyes deceive the rest of all my senses, them all, for still I see you. And now upon your blade and at your hilt are beads of blood that were not there before. There is no such thing. It is my purpose, bloody in thought, that shapes this vision thus. Now over half the world, all life seems hushed, and wicked dreams corrupt the shrouded sleep. Dark rites are offered up to shadowed powers and murder, roused by his grim sentinel. The wolf whose howl proclaims the passing hour moves with a stealthy and predatory tread, like some foul shade advancing toward its aim. Oh, steadfast earth, do not betray my steps. Let not your stones give voice to where I walk, lest they reveal my presence and strip away the dreadful stillness fitting for this hour. While I speak threats, he lives, but words are pale and colder than the deed. A bell sounds. I go. And it is done. The bell calls me. Do not hear it, Duncan. It is a toll that summons you to heaven or to